Local responders and the Coast Guard continue cleaning up the oily substance found floating off the coast of Shishmaref. Amanda Barnett is a marine science technician with the Coast Guard and was on the island Friday replacing sections of absorbent boom.
There was definitely like chunking and kind of like a foaming type when we came last week. And this week when we got eyes on scene, it was more of a sheen. There wasn't as much of the yellow foam and thickness. Now it's pretty much just a rainbow sheen that's getting flushed in with the tide. So that's what we're trying to still absorb with the sorbent boom and the sorbent pads.
400 feet of boom line the north shore of the island. The boom sits about 3 feet offshore, confining most of the spilled product.
We haven't been able to see any sheen past the boom line this time since we've been out. So we're pretty confident that we're able to trap most of it that's still remaining within our boom configuration.
The sheen covers about a 1,200 square foot area of nearshore ice with an estimated 100 gallons of spilled product. The Coast Guard first responded to the spill about 2 weeks ago after the Shishmaref's village public safety officer reported a sheen on the nearshore ice pack with a strong gasoline odor to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Barnett says the Coast Guard has not located the source of the spill, but identifies the substance as a type of fuel. Richard Kuzguk is with the Shishmaref Environmental Program. He says residents can still smell the gasoline-like odor throughout the community.
The odor is still present. The only time it's really recognized or when it caught a lot of attention is when the wind shifted.
The ice surrounding the spill is in breakup, and Barnett says when the ice flows clear, the investigative team can determine if the fuel source is coming from beneath the ice. Barnett and Kuzguk say that they have received no reports of wildlife being affected by the sheen. Samples of the product are being compared to petroleum samples from the Shishmaref tank farm at the Coast Guard Marine Safety Lab in Connecticut.